All our holidays were always such a mess.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get through it?
I had a lot of help from Jack Daniels.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent.
Silent night. Holy night.
Christmas just wouldn't be the same without the crazy, stupid, stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
Christmas stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
No, the wacky out to lunch, gaga, dumbo, asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dance, dunsical, pin-headed, thick-headed, stupid Christmas.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy, it's senseless, beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky, it's the crazy.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
Crazy.
I don't want to do this. Can you shut it off? I don't want to do this. It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very contagious, my gosh.
It's the Crazy J Stupid Christmas Show.
Blow it out.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and I'm proud to bring you the world's greatest disc jockey, Crazy J.
Finally some true recognition. Yeah. It must be the Christmas season. Wow. Sometimes I come up here and I never know what's going to happen. Well, everybody, can you feel it? The rudeness and the impoliteness when you're out on the street or in the parking lot and you're like, there it is, the perfect parking spot. And then some asshole comes out of nowhere and takes it from you and thinks that it's okay. Can you feel it? Can you at least smell it?
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
Well, I wasn't going with that. I was hoping that maybe you could smell the holiday season. Can you taste it? I have a feeling if you taste it, it's going to be like that little tiny candy cane that got stuck in your decoration box, and it's been in there for an entire year, and although it's old, and it's soft, and it's hairy, part of you, when nobody's looking, you want to eat it. You want to eat it because you know you're not supposed to, but you do. You want to. You want, go ahead. Nobody's looking. Do it. Go. Do it. It's Christmas. Do whatever you want. Christmas. Well, ho, 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 everybody. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho.
Ho,
ho, ho, ho.
Welcome. You could say I'm having fun, right? Welcome to that tiny 3-watt radio show that has just enough power to run this show and my Christmas lights.
Why weren't you at elf practice?
I told you, I had to come up here. I had to come up here and do this show for my people. That's why I wasn't at elf practice. That's why. Calm down. Don't come in here yelling.
Now, you come to elf practice and learn how to wiggle your ears and chuckle warmly and go hee-hee and ho-ho and important stuff like that.
I will. I promise. It's just going to be after the show. I'm not doing it right now. Calm down. Calm down. Come in here all yelling and stuff. Promise. It's Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas. Can you believe it? It's Christmas.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. It's time for eggnog, Christmas trees, Christmas cards, and more.
I want to say that if you haven't sent out your Christmas cards yet, it's time. Everywhere you see, everyone's looking for a mailbox. I stopped on the corner of Hollywood and Vine tonight for a minute, and 4 people dropped letters in my mouth.
Well, why don't you decorate your house? Hang up some stockings and string it with cranberry sauce. Do whatever it is that you want to do. Just make it your Christmas. Make it your own. You know you're a little dysfunctional. People won't mind. Put a little extra Captain Morgan in your eggnog when nobody's looking. Mix it with what everybody likes, And then, what you do, just add a little shot, make it a little better. Get that eggnog taste out of there so that all you're really tasting is the captain. That's all you gotta do. Or maybe have some hot chocolate and put some peppermint schnapps in there. Yeah, you know, do that. That could work. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Holiday Extravaganza!
Hey, have you got any money?
No.
Don't look at me.
Or me.
This is Christmas time. Everybody's busted at this time. I'm broke. I ain't got no money.
I'm broke. You're probably broke. That guy over there, you know he's broke. Yeah. Or maybe he's just fighting with the family and he's just getting out of the house. You never really know. But you're going to love this show if you've never heard it before, because it is definitely Christmas at its finest. Yeah, enough of that jolly crap. You're going to hear songs about Santa Claus. You're going to hear songs about people wanting to have sex with Santa Claus. Even Mrs. Claus. She's a little bit of a looker. We've got songs about reindeers, people going crazy, people getting drunk on the holidays, because that's what it's really all about. That's what it drives you to. It drives you to drinking. Yeah, you might think I've had a little bit to drink today, but I haven't. All right, maybe just a little. But I do bring you the show once a year from the padded walls of my decorated electric sandbox right up here on the 44th floor. Now, for some of you, this show might... It very well just might offend you.
To all, shut the hell up.
I'd like to personally roast your...
Wait.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all, shut the hell up.
I still got, you know, computer issues. I'm still trying to get it. I'm hoping by the new year it's going to be all worked out. But, yeah, this show is funny. It is guaranteed to make you laugh and have a great time. And for the next few weeks... it's just going to get crazier and crazier up here.
I'd like to personally roast your chestnuts on an open fire.
But there are a few out there, because every Christmas I do get emails.
It's not email. It's not email. It's not email or he-mail or she-mail. But
Yeah. And like I was saying, there's people out there, they want to hear the songs about having sex with Santa.
I had a dream last night that Santa kept coming down my chimney.
Uh-huh.
Over and over.
I bet. We all have those dreams. Some are with Mrs. Claus. But I'm telling you right now, we are going to lose our freaking mind. We have songs about dysfunctional families. Santa Claus going insane, getting stuck in a chimney and just... Oh, it's endless. The stacks and stacks of Christmas songs I have in here. I've never prepared for it. It's always just total chaos, out of control. And who forgot to medicate me? Who? Who out there forgot to medicate Crazy Jay? I need some meds. Listen to this, and I'll be back.
Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train.
Look out now. Gosh almighty, much to my surprise, nobody's been naughty, everybody's been nice. Now Santa likes to boogie, Santa likes to dance, Santa likes to rock it, likes to go real fast, Santa likes to ride in the boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Santa's got the elves working overtime. He's doubled up production on the toy production line. He says there's too much stuff he's here to carry in the sleigh. Got to get a better plan, got to find a better way. Got toys for the boys and girls all over the place. Got them stacked to the ceiling, got them sticking in your face. He says that this year we're gonna take the boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. He got the toys for the boys and girls all over the place. He got them stacked to the ceiling, got them sticking in your face. You know that Santa Claus is coming in a boogie-woogie choo-choo train.
Toy sack, yeah, yeah. With As big as a whale, they put everything into the toy sack. They shove in a Chrysler and a TV from Sony. So hurry up and pack that Shetland pony.
The toy sack is a magical place where Santa puts the presents. Toy sack, baby.
This sack's heavy.
Toy sack.
Tugging, hopping, and a popping, reaching in the bag, and there's an easy bake oven. Now back up the chimney. Hey, it's straining Santa's chimneys. That sack's not skinny, but every year he lugs it around and around and around and around.
Reindeer, reindeer, hoofing, ain't no time for goofing, baby.
Elves lining up to pack toys for your town.
Bag is always moving, so.
Puppies in the sack. There's puppies in the sack.
I've always been a rotten little brat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna bite your ear. They're gonna chew your welcome mat. Swallow your kitty cat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna eat your begonias, cause Santa hasn't fed them in a month. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause he's sick of shoveling snow and reindeer poo. Elves are coming and they're gonna steal your turkey, wreck your TV, burn down your Christmas tree. Elves are coming and they're gonna trash your home, cause they ain't got nothing else to do.
Santa's loaded with attitude, he's loud and drunk and smelly and rude. His workshop's been closed by an auditor, and Mrs. Claus ran off with her chiropractor.
Oh, Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause he's had a really crappy year.
There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis, the king of rock and roll. Take a look at the double chin, he's weighing about 310, with golden chains and sequin belt below. There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis, down at the Kmart store. But the scariest sight to see is that jolly VIP in a pompadour. A pair of blue suede boots and a beard with black roots and a face you knew way back when. A drawl in his talk and a swagger and walk and the hips that wiggled back then. My mom and dad can barely wait to see the king again.
He's a Santa who sounds a lot like Elvis.
There's that faint peanut butter smell whenever he says Noel. Those lips are always twitching to and fro.
There's a Santa who looks a lot like Elvis.
Soon the band will start. And the thing that would pleasure Bing is a carol by the king right here in Kmart. You ain't nothing but a reindeer flying all the time. You ain't nothing but a reindeer flying all the time. Well, you ain't never brought a present and you ain't no friend of mine.
Hey, we're here every day from 2 to 4. Hey, if you want to feed the reindeer, just leave them a peanut butter and banana sandwich and they'll eat it later.
He's the Santa who looks a lot like Elvis.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Signs you can't ignore.
Well, I'll help him a few pounds.
It's the wackiest sight to see. Buddy Holly's on his knee.
Oh, you're a skinny little fella, aren't you?
And I'm almost sure it's Elvis once more.
Oh, 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 oh. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you get it? Do you understand it now? Why these songs drive me crazy? Thank God I only have to play them once a year. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Show, Part 1. I am your host, Crazy J. Remember, if you want to email me, you can. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also check me out on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I love doing the show. I do look forward to it. But every year I go in to pull out just the Christmas songs, and I am overwhelmed with how many I actually have. And we never even get through half of them. So I'm going to do my best in the next couple of weeks to get to as many of them as I possibly can. But over the weeks, things are going to get crazier and crazier. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Christmas time.
This is Paul McCartney here. I'd just like to wish you everything you wish yourselves for Christmas.
This is John Lennon saying on behalf of the Beatles, have a very happy Christmas and a good new year.
George Harrison speaking. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing a very merry Christmas, listeners everywhere.
This is Ringo Starr and I'd just like to say merry Christmas and a really happy new year to all listeners.
Christmas.
Two, three, four!
So here's my cell phone number, my husband's cell phone number, and here's the number to the grandparents. The number of the restaurant we'll be at, it's just down the block. And I told the neighbors you were here, so if anything happens, anything at all, don't hesitate to call. And what's your cell phone number again? I don't think I put that in.
Honey.
Just, what?
Honey, he'll be fine, okay? Let's go.
I know you're right.
The odds of a babysitter calling 911, 1 in 1,400. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism, 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Look at him, honey. He's studying the green. His hands are steady. His grip on the putter is perfect. His breathing is deliberate and relaxed. Adjust those legs, bend shoulder length apart. Concentrate. Be the ball. That's my boy! It's in the hole! Yes!
Is that good, Daddy?
Is that good? Yes, that's good. You're a natural. We gotta get you a set of clubs.
But he's 3.
He's almost 4.
The odds of a child becoming a professional golfer? 1 in 140,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts.
All right, let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent.
Wouldn't be the same without the crazy, stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
He says stupid, crazy Jay. Christmas stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
All the wacky out to lunch, gaga, dumb old asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dance, dunsical, pin-headed, thick-headed, stupid Christmas.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy. It's senseless beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky. It's the crazy.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
I don't want to do this.
Can you shut it off? I don't want to do this. It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very contagious, my gosh.
It's the Crazy J Stupid Christmas Show.
Blow it out.
People back.
everybody. This is William Shatner, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is George Takei from Star Trek, wishing all beings on all planets a Merry Christmas and a Warp Speed New Year.
Hi, this is Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek The Next Generation, wishing the entire universe a happy holiday season.
And if I'm going to tell you one thing, I'm going to tell you this. Have a safe and happy New Year and Christmas, but don't drink and drive. Do one or the other.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Can you feel it now? Are you starting to warm up to it? It is the Rockin' Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Show. Putting the rock in rock was Bob Rivers right there with Wreck the Malls. Pretty much the anthem to the last Black Friday we had. Yeah, people getting trampled. Yeah. Hey, I need that toy. I'm going to get it. No, it's going to be mine. No, it's mine. No, it's mine. Oh, my God, she's dead. Wow. Oh man, it is Christmas time. Ahead of that we had Joy to the World by Bob Rivers. Both Wreck the Malls and Joy to the World was by Bob Rivers. We had some Faster Pussycat in there with their rockin' little Christmas tune. You gotta love Silent Night. And we had Twisted Sister from their Twisted Christmas CD with Jingle Bells. It wasn't Jingle Bells. What was I thinking? It was Silver Bells. Jingle Bells, Silver Bells, they're all just bells. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. The Christmas chaos has begun. I've started to decorate, and I've got a beagle on a rampage. But he's on a rampage all the time. I can't decorate at the bottom of the tree because he takes everything off. Last year, his first Christmas, I decorated my tree three times. One, the first tree, well, it was an artificial tree. And I came home and he had taken it outside. Then the second time I decorated it, it came apart in two parts. Then I got a real tree. I don't know, it was a mess. It's just part of my chaotic Christmas life. Yeah! Oh, but this is the Rockin' Comedy Show, Twisted Christmas Show. Things are going to get crazier and crazier in the next couple of weeks. I'm not playing with you. It's the actual truth. You're going to be like, what is going on? I mean, we've got Brother Luke coming in to do some Christmas tunes for us in the next week or so. Elvis is going to be back. Big Lance is going to be here. Beth is going to be here. Sharon Paquette is going to be here. I mean, it's going to be a big, fun show. Dino Mike, we go all out for Christmas, so you're not going to want to miss it. We are going to have a real big fun time. Not going to want to miss it. But right now, let's get back to the Rockin' Comedy Christmas Show.
Had a crush on Santa since I was 9 years old. But oh Santa, why do you go? But now Santa, I want something more. No presents are what this girl's asking for. Santa, be with me tonight. Yeah. I read these words in her I shouldn't have, but I'm glad I did. Wonder what does she see in him? A big old tub of jelly with a double chin. He's older than my grandmother.
that cool Arctic sky. Good thing I remember that bottle of rye. Flying over rooftops, throwing out toys, hopefully crushing those good girls and boys. Like a bad dream, I pray for release. Please let this hell its existence be ceased. Oh God, I'm Santa Claus! 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 From this nightmare, I finally awake. My brain is on fire, my hands they do shake. But wait, they're not hands, they're cute little paws. I'm the Easter Bunny, I'm not Santa Claus! Oh God, I'm the Easter Bunny! Oh God, I'm the Easter Bunny! Oh God, I'm the Easter Bunny! Oh God!
Somehow, I can relate to that song. Oh God, I'm Santa Claus! Oh God! That's gotta be a shitty job. I mean, seriously, you come out once a year, you fly around in one night. I mean, just think of the hell you have to go through. Little kids sitting on your lap, pissing on you. What a shitty job. Who would ever, ever want to be Santa Claus? Not even for a half hour. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Show with your unmedicated host. Somebody let me loose today. They're like, don't even put him in a straitjacket. Just turn him loose and see what he does. This is what's happened, folks. This is where we are. And this is the opportunity for you to email me and ask me, Crazy J, what do you want for Christmas? My email address is crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. Yes, go ahead, ask me. Crazy J, what would you like for Christmas? I'd really like to know. I'm curious. What does one person get, Crazy J? Well, you could get me a bulletproof vest. I'm going to need it for the day after Christmas sale, apparently. Oh, what do you get your best friends, right? Your friends always come up to you and they're like, what do you want for Christmas this year? I mean, if you don't know and you're my best friend, or you claim to be my best friend, you're not my friend. You shouldn't have to ask me what I want. It's simple. It's money. Just get me money and I'll be fine. Money and maybe a large bottle of Captain Morgan. Oh, they're going to be like, Jay, you don't need any more Captain Morgan. It's just, you've had enough. I'm having fun up here. I hope you're having fun. We are out of control at Christmas time each and every year. And what a fun, fun song by the Arrogant Worms. We got more of their Christmas tunes happening a little bit later on. And ahead of that one was Local H in their song called... Oh, that wasn't Local H, I apologize. That was Homegrown with Christmas Crush. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, here is Less Than Jake.
Been drinking too much eggnog, and we beg her not to go. She forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. Then we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack. She had her first on her forehead, and a incriminating clock was on her back. Grandma got run over by reindeer, walking home from our house just to see. You can say that's the first thing to Santa. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking it so well. See him in there watching football. Jake is weird, but it causes double bell. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up our gifts or send it back? Send it back! Grandma got run over by reindeer. Walking off from our just to me. You can see it from this thing is Santa. Now the goose is on a table, and they're putting in a fitting. Then the blue and silver candle, that was just a mess, and here in Grandma's wing. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. For they should never give a license to a man who tries to slay and place themselves.
So that day. yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
The mighty, mighty Boss Tones right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with It Sure Don't Feel Like Christmas. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we do rock out every once in a while with some good Christmas tunes. Ahead of that, we had Chuck Berry with Run, Rudolph, Run, and the Rock and Roll Christmas Song by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. It's all about having a good rock and roll Christmas here on the 44th floor of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Don't worry, we haven't even made a dent in my collection of madness for the holidays. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? That's the voices in my head telling me to run because they're coming to get me. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more holiday insanity right after this.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball. No, instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh.
Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh. That does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
All right, let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent.
Silent night, holy night.
Christmas just wouldn't be the same without the crazy, stupid, stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
Christmas stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
No, the wacky out to lunch, god, dumbo, asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dance, dunsical, pin-headed, thick-headed, stupid Christmas.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy, it's senseless, beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky, it's the crazy.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
Crazy.
I don't want to do this. Can you shut it off? I don't want to do this. It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very contagious, my gosh.
It's the Crazy J Stupid Christmas Show.
Blow it out.
Excuse me. Can we talk just you and I for a moment, please? Now, I don't mean to come across as rude, but this has been bothering me all year. I just have to. Now, I notice there's lots of presents underneath the tree. But you can stick them up your chimney. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. Cash is all I want. That's what I want, huh? Cash is what I want. That's the bottom line. If you really want to give me a thrill, just leave those envelopes with a $100 bill. You remember the envelopes, those little ones your grandmother used, had the shirt cut out so the dead president's face was right there on the card? That's what I want, huh? And you can skip the little envelope if it's too much trouble. If you really love the King of Jews, and I trust you on that, fork it over. Don't be a Scrooge. I want money. That's really all I want. I mean, I've made it as plain as I possibly can. I mean, the baby Jesus needed money. That's the first thing they brought him. Three wise men, they came across the desert, they brought him gold. Let's cut to the chase here. If I don't have it, I don't want it. If I didn't already buy it for myself, then there's a reason. I mean, let's look at what you've got there. I'm not going to wear that. I'm not going to ever put that in my closet. I'm going to throw it away. Sing it to her, boys. I mean, they get it. Why can't you get it? Ladies and gentlemen, the surviving Beatles. Ladies and gentlemen. That's what Fabulous, boy. Wonderful. Aren't they incredible? Well, really, with what I'm paying you. Everybody, look at me, I'm the fifth Beatle. Happy holidays, really. And don't spill anything on the carpet, Bongo.
That's the Ringo.
Bongo, Ringo, whatever your name is.
I agree. Just give me cash. Make my own Christmas happy. I can't tell you the equivalent of bad gifts that I have received over the years. It is horrendous. So if you're my friend, give me a gift card. But give me a gift card to a place where I shop. Best Buy. Places like that. Give me $100. I remember just getting gifts from, my mom, my dad over the years. And just going in the back of my mind. I was like, thanks. This is great. Yeah, that's nice. It's awesome. Thanks. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do with this? What is going on in their head? When did I ever allude to wanting something like this for Christmas? I remember a bad gift I got from my aunt one time. I was young. I think she just bought it on the way over to the house. And she didn't look at it. It was a shirt. She didn't look at it. She just wrapped it. And I opened it. And, of course, I think it's funny. I remember laughing. And as soon as my aunt realized what was on the shirt, she took it back. And I think she actually bought it, no joke, at the liquor store on the corner just before you get to my parents' house. It was a picture of a guy fishing, and he was above the water, and then below the water, he's got a heart on, and a fish sucking him off. And I forget what it said, but I just remember laughing, and I was like 10 or 11 when I got the shirt, and I remember my mom going, "Hey, Lane, you can't give him that shirt. Why, it's funny, he likes to fish." I'll just never remember. It was so funny. It really was. You're listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I've taken a few shots, people. Not what you're thinking. I've taken a few shots of spirits. Yeah, those spirits are good. I take two shots, Captain Morgan, put it in my eggnog, stir it up, add a little nutmeg, and it's delicious. I'm having more fun on this show than I have had with a Christmas show in a long, long time. We haven't even made a dent in the collection of the madness, like I was saying just a little while ago. But I'm doing my best to give you more Christmas tunes this year than ever before. But right now, we're sending this one out to David Zambrano of Las Vegas. It's Speedy Gonzalez.
The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. Is it raining? Is it snowing? I can't see where I am going, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum. Ring the bells and beat the drum. I'll ring the bells polite, but if I see that Santa Claus, I'm going to start a fight. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. Oh, it's nice, but my sombrero is too big. If you wonder why I shiver, I fell 3 times in the river, 'cause the hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum. Ring the bells and beat the drum. I'll ring the bells, but I feel sick. 'Cause Mr. Santa Claus, you played on me a dirty trick. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. If you think it's hot in Siam, you should be in here where I am. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. It's nice, but my sombrero is too big. Can't tell one thing from another. I got married to my brother. The hat I got for Christmas is too big. But ring the bells and beat the drum. Ring the bells and beat the drum. I'll ring the bells and say ole. But Mr. Señor Santa Claus, you spoil my holiday. ¿Por qué such a sombrero grande, Santa Claus?
Hi, this is Weird Al Yankovic wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. And now, here's a cheery little number I wrote about death, destruction, and the end of the world called Christmas at Ground Zero.
Like I was gonna die. I missed every holiday this whole year through. 'Cause holidays just made me crazy crying over you. But don't you feel guilty now, 'cause you can make amends. We can make up for lost time as the year comes to an end. Darling, this Christmas we really have some fun. We can take all the holidays and roll them into one. So be my Valentine's this Christmas, and I'll be your Easter Bunny. We'll hop off down the bunny tree, life will be so sweet. Yeah, we'll fix a big old turkey, it'll really be Thanksgiving. Cause pumpkin face, I'm a bag of cakes when you say trick or treat. I'll explode like a firecracker on the 4th of July. If you come on down my chimney and play Santa Claus to me. And we'll say, happy birthday, blow out all them candles. And we'll hide all the eggs up underneath that Christmas tree. And I know we'll have a happy new year, because we'll have the greatest little Christmas ever was. We'll have birthdays, Easter, good old Valentine, Thanksgiving and a Halloween and the 4th of July. And I know we'll have a happy new year, because we'll have the greatest little Christmas ever was. The greatest little Christmas. The greatest little Christmas ever was.
so I tell you, all I want for Christmas is your smile. All I want is I can say it's one more way to make this holiday worthwhile. Honey, all I want for Christmas is your smile. Day by day and through the years, through the laughter, through the tears, we have seen our share of ups and downs. The children all want brand new toys, and that's okay for girls and boys, but what I ask for only you can give to me. And so I tell you, all I want for Christmas is a smile. I can say it's one more way to make this holiday worthwhile. Honey, all I want for Christmas is a smile. All I want for Christmas is a smile. Christmas is a smile. All I want for Christmas is a smile. Baby, all I want for Christmas is a smile.
You've all been told, and a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick,
little Saint Nick.
It's the little Saint Nick,
little Saint Nick.
Dad has a little box sled, we call it old Saint Nick, but she'll walk in the fog and with the horse be sick. And candy apple red with a sneak or a wheel, and with Santa hits the gas when his washer.
Right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with their song Little Saint Nick. We had Rick Brandon ahead of that with All I Want for Christmas. And then we had The Greatest Little Christmas Ever Was by Ray Stevens. And starting that set off was Weird Al Yankovic with Christmas at Ground Zero.
Smell that smell? Lillian.
What? Yeah, what is that? Ugh. Oof, we're in here. Oh. Oh, God. Those little elves, they're so small, they run in here and then they... Oh, good Lord. Woo! Oh, man. Oof. And I... Oof. I don't think that's what Christmas is supposed to smell. Woo! Wow. Sorry. Oh, man. My eyes are burning. It was like I ate an onion. Oh, good Lord. Oh, man. Oof. Whew. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're just decorating the 44th floor and getting it all ready. We got the tree hanging from the ceiling. We've got tinsel up there.
I find tinsel distracting.
I'm sorry. I might take it down. Anyway, if you want to contact the Rockin' Comedy Show and request a holiday fun song, you can. You can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. I've also got a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. You can make a request there. You can even make a request to be my friend at this holiday season. Maybe I'll send you a Christmas card. Maybe I won't. Oh, just having fun up here on the 44th floor. We've got more outrageous Christmas tunes coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. The hilarity will continue right after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by...
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and Earth.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Klimchak.
We'll take 2 peanut brittles. Raising money for school?
No, picking on your kid at school.
What? Our Henry?
I'm the class bully.
Well, forget the peanut brittle.
Look, I'm not gonna pull any punches. Get it? But every day, I start fights with your kid on the playground.
But you...
I take his lunch money.
Honey, what do we do?
What do we do?
Hey, I've got some answers.
It's McGruff, the crime dog.
Bullies don't just walk up and introduce themselves. When kids worry about bullying, you have to read the clues. They may not want to go to school. Their grades may drop.
Our Henry hasn't mentioned a bully.
That's another thing. Kids don't want to talk about it.
I don't mean to twist your arm. Sorry. But you might want to get involved.
Well...
Oops, late for lunch. Gotta trip a kid with his tray.
How do you stop bullies? Well, with words to your kids, school administrators, other concerned parents, and by going to McGruff.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
About 2 or 3 months ago, I started having money problems. Ever since then, I've had a pretty hard time keeping up with the bills. The worst part is I can't make the house payments. So when the phone started to ring and I knew it was the mortgage people calling, I didn't pick it up. I just couldn't. And the notices were coming in the mail too. Lots of them. Now I may lose my house and I don't know what to do.
If you're facing foreclosure, doing nothing only puts you deeper in the hole. Now's the time to dig yourself out. Call 1-888-995-HOPE today. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the Ad Council, and this station.
All right, let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent.
Silent night, holy night.
Christmas just wouldn't be the same without the crazy, stupid, stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
Christmas stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
No, the wacky out to lunch
Gaga, Dumbo Asinine, Blockish, Chuckle-Headed, Dance, Dunsicle, Pin-Headed, Thick-Headed, Stupid Christmas.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy, it's senseless, beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky, it's the crazy.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
Crazy.
I don't want to do this. Can you shut it off? I don't want to do this. It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very contagious, my gosh.
It's the Crazy J Stupid Christmas Show.
Ah, blow it out.
Here on the Rock and Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Party with Merry Fucking Christmas. I am your host, Crazy J. We are trying to make a dent in all the holiday madness that I have collected over the years. This is our annual Christmas Twisted Show. Yes, yes, I have it. Yes, yes, I'm going insane. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be crazy. Here's Dennis Leary.
Old Saint Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pee. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other gyp religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry fucking Christmas.
kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them, unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other gyp religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm,
and my collection of Asian porn.
Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on trucking, last year sucking, midget chucking, slap the puckin'. How much wood could a woodchuck check in Merry fucking Christmas?
Ho, ho, ho!
Shut up.
Hey man, just roll me another Christmas blunt.
I was gonna trim the tree until I got high. Ooh, I was gonna buy you a DVD, but then I got high. Fala, my presents ain't wrapped up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey, cause I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Hell
because
yeah.
I got high. Fala, la, 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 la. I was gonna hang my lights before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Help me out. I was supposed to book my grandma's flight, but then I got high. Fala, she's la, sleeping la, 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 la. At LAX. And I know why.
Why,
hey, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Yo, man, go talk, go talk.
I was gonna send you a card, but I got high. Put a lighted reindeer in my yard, but I got high. My jack-o'-lantern's frozen, it's still outside.
Outside.
Hey, hey, cause I get high. Because I get high. Cause I get high.
La, 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 la.
I was gonna clean the chimney flue, but then I got high.
No, you weren't.
Ooh. I was gonna roll up a fatty too.
Ooh.
For the fat guy.
Don't forget me.
I drank his milk and cookies, and I know why.
He flies.
Hey, hey. Cause I got high. Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high. I was gonna go to midnight mass,
no,
while I was high.
Oh no no no.
I was gonna sit there and pass some gas,
oh,
while I was high. Now I'll burn in hell, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La, 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 I was gonna kiss my grandma's face, and then I got high.
Hey, maybe y'all should get a room.
I was gonna eat her fruitcake too.
Oh.
Then I got high. Okay. It tasted pretty nasty.
Yuck.
But I don't mind.
No.
Hey, hey. Oh. Because I was high.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was high.
Damn.
Because I was high.
Man, I love my grandma, yo. Come on.
I'm messing with Christmas songs because I'm high.
Oh.
I hope Afro Man don't take this wrong. Because he's high.
I take it back, I take it back.
If I get a call from his attorney, well, I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey, so he can get high.
Oh.
So he can get high.
Oh.
So he can get high.
Is he really high?
Yeah, he's high. Ba, 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 la, la, la. Scooby doo da.
Yeah, he really is high.
Snoop, Snoop, doggy doo wah.
Tell Waggy with it.
Flippity bird at you all.
Oh. Bring it back,
yeah. La, da, 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 da. Doggy doo doo,
say much, say much, say much.
So all you kids, be real good and make your bed.
That's fantastic advice for all the children.
Man, we screwed this up big time, okay? When grandma yeah. hears this,
ooh,
man, I'm out of the will, okay?
Mommy beans for dinner. You know I ate them all. Said come get your coat on, going to the mall. Gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, "What's that smell?"
I farted on Santa's lap.
Baseball, I asked him for a bat. I asked him for some ice skates, but I'll get none of that. I asked him for a lot of things I'll have to do without. one slip out. I snuck out of my bed without a sound. I went down to the living room just to take a look around. It was then that I saw Santa next to the Christmas tree. His arms were full of presents, and they were all for me. Put them on a pile, got up to turn around, and blew a fart with such great force our tree almost came down. So I'll always cherish that special moment when I realized even old Saint Nick rips one now and then.
Naughty, but when Santa's gone, We're loose at the North Pole now. We meet every Christmas Eve as Kris Kringle leaves. 6:30, the reindeer team's in the air. Sexy toys making all kinds of noise while the Jack in the Box displays her mistletoe for me and Mrs. Claus. We got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. We got those doors to build. And I'm just a Santa's one-shot guy. I wanna sneak on. Behind the old man's sleigh, same time as last year. Rudolph knows, and Frosty knows, and even Herbie knows that it's wrong.
Claus get some too around that time of year. That's the Throwing Toaster with Mrs. Claus. We also had Mrs. Claus has got it going on. Mrs. Claus has got it going. Bob Ritchie with that one, and we even had Bob Rivers in there with Me and Mrs. Claus. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay, just having some fun. I hope you are, too. We got Christmas, and we've got lots of it.
In my bedroom, back of the speaker. Let me tell you that I saw. Want anybody to have a happy Christmas.
Oh, you want happy? Drink another six-pack.
This Christmas, baby, please come home.
You two here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. We're rocking out on the 44th floor. Here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers right now on our Rockin' Christmas Spectacular.
Next to mine, underneath the mistletoe, we go.
kids start to rock. Christmas is a rocking time. Put your body next to mine. Underneath the mistletoe, we go. We go. Come and find you, happy and nearby your fire. I hope you have a good one. I hope Mama gets the shopping done, and it's a Christmas all over again. Oh, baby.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's Christmas time again. Remember, if you want to make a request, you can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. .com. It's those cheese logs and eggnog that's got me all worked up. and that's another stupid gift. You know when you get those little cheese logs? Don't give a fat guy food, and then, you know, you're going to turn around and go, you know, Jay, you've put on a couple pounds. Don't do that. don't give the little jellies. Don't give the cheeses. Don't give the... Just... You got to think reasonably. And don't give them, like, you know... Don't give an overly weight person, you know, a six-month membership to a gym. Because it might be insulting to him. I don't know. I'm just talking out of my ass because things are going crazy up here on the 44th floor. The air is thin. I thought I saw the ghost of Christmas past, and it was just the janitor. Oh man, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Party. Well, it's the Twisted Christmas Show. The party's going to be next week. A lot is going to be going on. It is, I am bracing myself for the insanity, but I am excited that we are going to be using the new live room that Alan helped set up while he was here, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to sound like it's never sounded before on this show, so pretty excited. We're going to test it out next week. Here on the Rockin' Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Party. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will definitely have more, if you can believe it, holiday hilarity. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's more. There's a lot more. You have no idea. You have no idea.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C. and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. Earthshare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Earthshare and the Ad Council.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. One. Two, three, four, five. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. Five heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent.
Silent night, holy night.
Christmas just wouldn't be the same without the crazy, stupid, stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
He says stupid. Crazy J, Christmas stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
No, the wacky out to lunch, gaga, dumbo, asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dance, dunsical, pin-headed, thick-headed, stupid Christmas.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy, it's senseless, beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky, it's the crazy.
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
Crazy.
I don't want to do this. Can you shut it off? I don't want to do this. It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home.
It's very contagious, my gosh.
It's the Crazy J Stupid Christmas Show.
Blow it out.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all there's a reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus come tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, around down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, for Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, for Santa Claus comes tonight. Well, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all, if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Right there, Elvis Presley, here comes Santa Claus. He's going to be here next time on the Rock and Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Party. He's going to be back. Everybody loves Elvis on the Christmas show. Elvis loves to come and be a part of the Christmas show. So we've put together an amazing Christmas party next week. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be fun. And if you want to come and, you know, be in the audience and just have fun, email me. I'll let you know where it's going to be. It's crazyj@comic.com. It's going to be right here on the 44th floor. You just might not know where that's at. It's crazyj@comic.com. I'm having fun today. I've been medicated. I've been unmedicated. I've been slightly medicated. I've been strapped on. I've been strapped up in my straight jacket, taken out of the straight jacket. I've heard voices. Oh, and they're singing to me like a choir. I don't know what's going on. I really, really don't. I apologize. Here's Barnes and Barnes.
with Santa, a holiday affair. Yes, I had sex with Santa with his elves and reindeer there. His jolly stomach jiggled when I tugged upon his beard. Oh, I had sex with Santa. Do you think that was weird? Yes, I had sex with Santa. We did it in his sleigh. We didn't mind the freezing cold as Rudolph pulled away. We flew around the planet, me and old Saint Nick. Yeah, I had sex with Santa. He didn't miss a trick. Golly, I had sex with Santa and I got a big toy. He gave it to me early because I was a good boy. He tumbled down the chimney to spread his Christmas cheer. Well, I had sex with Santa Claus and then I drank a beer. Oh, I had sex with Santa. He really trimmed my tree. I told him what I wanted as I sat upon his knee. He took me to the North Pole and hung my stocking high. Oh, I had sex with Santa. He's sure a groovy guy. Gosh, I had sex with Santa. We even did it twice. He knew that I'd be naughty. He knew that I'd be nice. We had a smoke out of his pipe and cried about commercial hype. Oh, I had sex with Santa Claus.
Wow, that for a split second, what you just heard is what's going on in my mind today. It's just all over the place. It's freaky, 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 freaky. Oh, anyway, that was Barnes and Barnes with I Had Sex with Santa. I guess you got to do what it takes to get the best stuff. And I guess he would know who's naughtier than nice, right? And you don't know what kind of kinky shit Santa's into. Whoa, it just is getting weirder and weirder up here. Little elves running around, farting. Wow, we're going to try that one song again. Here's Bob Rivers. Wow. Ah, that sounds much better.
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape. There's Santas everywhere. Bells are ringing, children screaming. Something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray, and that's a nice toupee, but his eyebrows ought to be white.
There's another Santa Claus. There's another Santa Claus. There's another Santa Claus there. One at the mall and one in the window, sitting in a velvet chair. Fat one, skinny one, tall one, short one. Cheeks so rosy and bright. That Christmas cheer smells a lot like beer. Oh, Santa Claus a cat tonight.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. How, how, how.
Yo, man, word to the Kringle. Fan is in the house. Yo, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
No, I cannot make a $20 bill. I'm very sorry.
Ho, ho, ho. Hi. What am I doing here? Happy Hanukkah.
Just saw Santa Claus, just saw Santa Claus, just gave a Santa Claus change. Drove downtown and a bell ringing Santa Claus hit me up again. When those sleigh bells jingle jangle on my rooftop tonight, will my chimney be backed up with Santa's all crammed in tight?
There's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus, there's another Santa Claus there. Everywhere you look, you can't escape. There's Santas everywhere.
Bells are ringing, children screaming. Something doesn't seem right. His beard is gray, that's a nice toupee, but his eyebrows ought to be white.
Now you children better watch your P's and Q's. Hang up your clothes and clean up your room. Do everything that you're supposed to do.
'Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
It's everywhere, it's everywhere.
Now you kids better behave. Get your homework every day. And try to make good grades in school.
'Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
Christmas Eve, he climbs on his sled full of toys and spreads Christmas cheer to all good little girls and boys. And Santa Claus says,
home dasher, dancing, prancing, vixen, common, Cuban, Don, Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin.
Say where, Rudolph?
Say where, say he dislocated his hip in a twist contest, and he's all stove up in the hospital. Yeah, but we've got a swinging replacement. Say we got the fastest steed from the sands of the Ramic Desert, baby. Say we got Clyde the camel. And then he says, on Clyde, on you great camel. And Clyde say, which is camel for don't bug me, man. Say I'm pulling this leg fast I can. Over the trees, over the fences, through the sky, cross the clouds, on the roof, click, clack, click, real quick.
Cause here comes Johnny Old Saint Nick. Ho, ho, ho.
Now you cheering better be good.
Cause Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Well, every Christmas Eve, he climbs on his sled with a dual exhaust, side mirrors, foxtails, mud flaps, and leopard skin seat covers.
Say, what have you got in your big bag for all the kiddies this year, Santa?
Say, I've got apples and oranges, 170 ponies, 3,000 sets of drums, 7,000 comic books, and a do-it-yourself guitar course, complete with an 8x10 color photo of Bo Diddley, suitable for framing, yes. And with that, leaping on his sled and laying his fingers side of his nose, he pulled back on the reins, cracked the whip, and took off like the first stage of a Cape Canaveral rocket, headed straight for the ice and snowy regions of the North Pole, which is habitated and abounding in polar bears and penguins, yes. And you could hear him exclaim as he drove out of sight, on dashing, dancing, prancing, vixen, common, Cuban, Don, and Blitzen, and Bruce, and Marvin. On Clyde, and Clyde say, which is camel for Merry Christmas, everybody.
Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
Office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna, put on some high shade, and join the parade. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. Walking round in women's underwear.
Like you guys have never done that. Don't act like you've never done it. Like, she's not home. I wonder what I would look like in this. Walking Around in Women's Underwear by Bob Rivers. Ahead of that, Ray Stevens and his song, Santa Claus is Watching You. It is the rockin' comedy show's Twisted Christmas Show. I hope you're enjoying it. I am.
I've got presents.
You do? Oh, well, somebody's got presents. I gotta go. We'll be back after this.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good.
heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp.
Oh, my God.
Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage, and he almost puked. He says you're the most desperate girl he knows. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
An unbeliever now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
All right, let's get this thing over with. Crazy, stupid nonsense. This is my agent.
Silent night, holy night.
Christmas just wouldn't be the same without the crazy, stupid, stupid, crazy. Wait a minute.
What the hell are you talking about, sir?
Christmas stupid.
What makes you so incredibly stupid?
No, the wacky out to lunch, gaga, dumbo, asinine, blockish, chuckle-headed, dance, dunsical, pin-headed, thick-headed, stupid Christmas.
You're crazy in the most wonderful way.
It's goofy, it's senseless, beyond the realm of reason. It's wacky, it's the crazy.
Sure, I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Stupid crazy.
Crazy.
I don't want to do this. Can you shut it off?
It's crazy and it's stupid. It's Christmas and go home. It's very
catastrophic, my gosh. It's the Crazy J Stupid Christmas Show.
Ah, blow it out.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. dress of white. Oh, but I have a blue, blue Christmas.
Rockin' Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Show with Blue Christmas without you. I'll have a blue singing about you. Decorations are red on a green Christmas tree. Oh, are we on? I just need another shot. Yeah, just give me another shot. Give me another shot to mellow me down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi. You are listening to the Twisted Christmas Show, and I don't think it's been even more twisted than this year. I'm going to try and put myself together. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. And this is the time of the year, you know, when kids are standing in line to sit on Santa's lap. You know, it's Christmas. You got to be happy. You got to have a good time, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, joy. Christmas Eve. By this time tomorrow, millions of Americans, knee-deep in tinsel and wrapping paper, will utter those heartfelt words, "Is this all I got?"
Yeah, you know that's true. What kind of shit is this? This is not a we. What the? What? just disappointment. Just total disappointment. How many times were you disappointed as a kid? I couldn't count it. If you know. I mean, seriously, it's like, you know, you're really looking forward to it. It's the ultimate gift. It's the ultimate. It's like everybody's gonna get it, and you're like, I know I'm gonna get it. I know I'm gonna get it, and you know you might as well just, you know, had your parents shit in a box. That's how I look at it. Just, you know, have your parents just, you know what? Let's just shit in a box, and we'll call it a wee.
Just remember, Cassie, disappointment is a present too.
Right, but it's not Cassie, it's Crazy. It's Crazy J. Yes, disappointment is a great present, because you got to get used to it. It continues the older you get. You know, it was close. After I hit like 17, 18, it was close. And then I don't think my parents knew who I was after that. Because it just got weirder and weirder. I don't think my parents have ever got me the one gift. I think they got, there is one gift, but for the most part, there's not really a lot of gifts that my parents got me that actually stood out where I was like really amazed. But there was one, and that was when I was younger, and I actually got my first real stereo system. I mean, it had it all, the turntable and all that stuff. I mean, it was the first whole complete stereo system, and that was pretty badass. And that was when I discovered the Dr. Demento show. I was thumbing through the dials and I think that was the one gift to this day that still stands out, because I was like, wow. And that was, you know, awesome. and I do blame my mom for the love that I have of Weird Al Yankovic, because I did receive in 3D on a vinyl album when it came out, and I had no idea who he even was. I, I, didn't ring a bell. And I heard Eat It, and I was like, oh, I know who this guy is. But, yeah, my mom bought me my first Weird Al album, so it's all her fault that the reasons I'm like this. But anyway, you are listening to the Rock and Comedy Show's Twisted Christmas Show. I'm having a good time. I hope you're having a good time. And, you know, I've gotten email from people going, you know, you play a lot of songs about Santa Claus and elves and stuff, but Jay, you don't, why don't you play any songs for the Jews? And, you know, the Jewish people, they have songs. And there's a reason why I don't play that many, and I'll tell you why right after this.
Okay. This is a song that, there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs. So wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go.
Put in your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
It's hard to be a Jew on Christmas. My friends won't let me join in any games. And I can't sing Christmas songs or decorate a Christmas tree or leave water out for Rudolph, 'cause there's something wrong with me. My people don't believe in Jesus Christ's divinity. I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew on Christmas. Hanukkah is nice, but why is it that Santa passes over my house
I couldn't help but hear. You're feeling left out of Christmas cheer. But I've come to say that you shouldn't be sad. This is the one month that you should be glad. Cause it's nice to be a Jew on Christmas. You don't have to deal with the season at all. You have to be on your best behavior or give to charity. You don't have to go to grandma's house with your alcoholic family.
And I don't have to sit on some big Santa's lap and have him breathe a stinky breath on me.
That's right. You're a Jew.
A styling Jew.
It's a good time
to be Hebrew.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them, so every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December, there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's to Judas Maccabeus, boy, if he could only see us, spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
Okay, you're my little brother, so I have to show you how to celebrate Hanukkah. This is called a dreidel. You spin it and see where it lands, and you sing this song. I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, 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 with dreidel I shall play. Now you try it, Ike. Just spin it with your fingers like this.
H-I-J-K-L-O-P-O-P. The sun. Out.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, hey, Cartman. We're playing dreidel. You want to try?
Sure. Here's a little dreidel that's small and made of clay. But I'm not gonna play with it, cause dreidel's fucking gay.
Hey, shut your mouth, fat ass.
Jews play stupid games. Jews. That's why they're lame.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Jews. I made you out of clay.
Play stupid games.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Jews.
With dreidel I shall play.
That's why they're lame.
What's going on?
Oh, it's that Hanukkah thing. It's so amazing. You spin this thing on the ground and it goes round and round. I could watch it all day. Let me try. I'll try to make it spin. It fell. I'll try again.
Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. With dreidel I shall play. Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made you out of clay.
Play stupid
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. With dreidel I shall play.
That's why the
dreidel. Play stupid
dreidel,
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 dreidel, dreidel,
dreidel,
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, how precious. You boys are all playing dreidel. Now you know that dreidel is a time-honored tradition for the Hebrew people.
Yes, we know, Miss Bobdowski. It's so very interesting.
Now when you learn to make the dreidel spin, you'll know our people always win. Keep spinning more to make the dreidel.
buddy. Say, can I join in?
Sure. I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I shall everybody dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Yes,
I made it out of clay.
Singing about a dreidel.
Oh, sorry.
We'll talk about this later, Gerald.
And little boys, the dreidel spins, and the morning flies, and everything is blue and bright. Hanukkah comes but once a year, and when it does, you know it's here. It's a long, long time, and all the presents flow like rhyme. Everybody's spent what they can afford, the menorah is vexed like a new sideboard. Hanukkah comes but once a year, and when it does, you know it's here. Hanukkah rocks, Hanukkah rocks, Hanukkah rocks all around my block.
On the first day of Hanukkah, I want a nice pair of socks to keep my tootsies warm. On the second day of Hanukkah, a nice shirt, but not green. On the third day, a dinner for me and my savior, Candace Delicatessen. On the fourth day, a video cassette of Fiddler on the Roof. Oh yeah, throw in a Betamax too so I can watch it. On the fifth day of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me 5 golden eggs. Oh brother, so what am I gonna do with that? Make a nice omelet, add a few onions. On the sixth day, a season's ticket for the high holy services. On the seventh day, a year's pass on the city bus line. On the eighth day of Hanukkah, I'd like a house in Beverly Hills. Nothing fancy, just 3 bedrooms and a maid quarters and a pool in the back. You know I like this holiday.
Hanukkah comes but once a year, and when it does, you know it's here. Hey, 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 Hanukkah.
the menorahs. Put on the yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we get 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a new list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. Winona Ryder drinks Manischewitz wine, then spins a dreidel with Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein. Guess who gives and receives loads of Hanukkah toys? The girls from Baruch Assault and all 3 Beastie Boys. Lenny Kravitz is half Jewish, Courtney Love is half too. Put them together, what a funky badass shoe. We got Harvey Keitel and flash dancer Jennifer Beals. Yasmin Bleeth from Baywatch is Jewish, and yes, her boobs are real. Put on that yarmulke, it's shine. Two-time Oscar winner Dustin Hoffmanica celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew. But guess who is the guy who does the voice for Scooby-Doo? Bob Dylan was born a Jew. Then he wasn't, but now he's back. Mary Tyler Moore's husband is Jewish, cause we're pretty good in the sack. Guess who got bar mitzvahed on the PGA Tour? No, I'm not talking about Tiger Woods, I'm talking about Mr. Happy Gilmore. So many Jews are in the show business. Bruce Springsteen isn't Jewish, but he is. Tell that old Monica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. It's not pronounced Chanukka, the C is silent in Hanukkah. So raise your hooked on Monica, get drunk in Tijuana.
See, it's not that I don't have songs for the Jewish community. It's just that if I play songs about Hanukkah, then somebody's going to come along and email me and say, Jay, do you have anything for Kwanzaa?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Go!
Twas the night before Kwanzaa, and all through the hood, not a station was open. It didn't look good. The wife in her Gucci and I in Armani were just coming back from a concert by Yanni.
Crazy! Ow!
When we ran out of gas in the middle of the street, we were 2 loaves of white bread on a shelf of old wheat. When just to my left there arose such a clatter, I gave myself whiplash seeing what was the matter. The thunderous vibrations filled us with dread, while visions of homicide danced in our heads. With a mighty big driver and wheels so slick, we knew in a moment it wasn't Saint Nick.
Yeah.
Good tidings were taking a darker complexion as she cursed me for not having asked for directions. He got out, came toward me, fear clutched at my throat, while a missus admired his full-length fur coat.
Say you!
Yo, got a problem? Came a big booming voice. Get into my car! We had no other choice. Through the ominous streets, he drove us so fast that we wondered if this Christmas would be our last. When what to our wondering eyes should appear but a house all lit up as he bellowed, "We're here!" With hearts all a-tremble and so terrified, we wanted to flee, but he swept us inside.
Stop!
Where our sheer trepidation turned into delight as we feasted our eyes on a heartwarming sight, as family and friends in jubilation welcomed us to their Kwanzaa celebration. They treated us like sister and brother. How strange to see relatives digging each other. More rapid than eagles, his cousins they came. Our host whistled and shouted and called them by name. Alicia, Letitia, Tyrone, and Tynitty. Shantae.
DJ.
Whoa, was that P. Diddy? We sang and we danced and shared victuals galore with righteous homies who'd never seen us before. Our savior was waiting to dash us away, though the wife wasn't ready. She wanted to stay. But before the wink of an eye did pass, he took us back to our car, even gave us some gas. We heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Kwanzaa to all, and to all a good night!"
Hey, yeah! Crazy!
Yeah.
So then, I play Kwanzaa songs, and somebody's from the Amish community is going to come along and say, "Hey, don't forget about us. We celebrate Christmas too." And then I got to do that.
It's a very Amish Christmas, but our house don't look so good. Those Christmas lights don't shine too bright, Vendere carved out of wood.
It's a very Amish Christmas, and my sons are all upset. Those heathen boys dreamed of shiny toys. Ha! Tools is all they'll get.
Oh, there the carolers go, singing First Noel.
That karaoke machine will cost them a trip to hell.
It's a very Amish Christmas, and it's worse than I had feared. A Mennonite got drunk last night and shaved off Santa's beard.
It's a very Amish Christmas. I saw a reindeer on my shed.
He tried to run, but I grabbed my gun. Now the family will be fed. Ho, ho, the traffic slow, the cars honk as they pass.
My horse is trotting as fast as he can. Merry Christmas, kiss my ass. Have a very Amish Christmas, though you may not like the rules. Santa's suit is black and his sled's out back, pulled by 8 strong mules.
Have a very Amish Christmas, wear a hat and grow a beard. Oh, by golly, have a very Amish Christmas this year.
Oh, by golly, have a very Amish Christmas this year.
Well, it's that time of year again. Time to produce another Christmas song. Let's see who's coming in today. Well, whoever it is, they're already 5 minutes late. Perfect. Hey, who are you guys?
Hello, we're the Amish Woodchucks.
Woodchucks? I'm working with woodchucks? Fine. All right, let's see who we've got here. Graber?
Right here, Tom.
Carl?
Over here, Tom.
Barry? Barry? Barry!
That's me.
Are you idiots ready to sing this song?
Okay. Christmas time in Amish land. House is dark, their food is bland.
English boys get cars, ooh.
That was very good, Graber.
Naturally.
Great bass, Carl.
Hey.
Barry, I'm having a little trouble hearing the K in trucks. Watch it next time. Barry? Barry? Barry!
All right. Who died and made you, Parson? Here we go.
Der Parson says that Santa Claus breaks a lot of Amish laws.
Very good, fellas. All right, that's a take.
What do you mean that's a take? We want to sing it again. Yeah, we want to sing it again.
No, fellas. That's enough. I've got other people coming in.
What do you mean other people? What other people? Yeah, we want to sing it again.
Look, I've got a life.
So what, we can't sing it again? We want to sing it again. Yeah, let's sing it again.
No, there is no time.
Oh, come
no.
on. Come on, Tom, please.
Look, that's it. You guys get out of here. Out! Out!
No, we're not leaving till we get to sing it again. Yeah, we're gonna sing it again. Here we go.
No, I'm finished. You don't understand. Fini.
No, I'm Barry.
And I am Carl.
And I'm Graber.
And we're your Amish Woodchucks.
I'm out of here. Bye.
Where you going?
I'm out of here.
Don't go.
See
we're
ya.
Gonna sing it again.
Bye. All right, so I played some songs for the Amish community, the Jewish community, and those that celebrate regular Christmas. I think it's all covered. Now, if I come back from the break and they've invented some other holiday, I might be in trouble, but I think that covers my grounds. I'll be back after this.
Daddy, I'm only 3 years old, but when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. You're dreaming about what am I going to be when I grow up? A major equal spaceman? Maybe a point guard for a national championship team? Or the winner of the Heisman Trophy?
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete? 1 in 16,000. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. You know the odds of autism. Now learn some of the signs. No big smiles or other joyful expressions by 6 months. No back and forth sharing of sounds or facial expressions by 9 months. And no babbling by 12 months. To learn more of the signs and more about autism, visit autismspeaks.org.
So, Dad, let's keep dreaming the impossible while looking out for the possible, okay?
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what to do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait, wait, wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We teach them how to tie their shoes. They teach us how to live our lives. We teach them long division. They teach us how to bank online. Our children will always outgrow us. But for the first time in generations, they may not outlive us. Over the last 25 years, the percent of overweight children aged 6 to 11 has doubled. The percent of overweight teenagers tripled. Obesity kills. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all are linked to obesity, a problem that could be greatly reduced just by having a place to exercise. Right now, people are working hard to put parks and playgrounds where children live, where children will use them. Finding out how you can help is as easy as tying your shoes. Log on to earthshare.org now. a public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Red Peters, and whenever they let me listen to the radio, I listen to the Crazy J Show.
Hey, man, did you hear that?
Hey, everybody, Santa's here!
Aw, there ain't no Santa Claus.
Yes, there is. There is, too, man.
He's here!
Merry Christmas, boys!
Shit. Red Peters!
Come on, you swinging hamsters, get over here! Right. We're gonna sing us a happy Christmas song!
Oh, no, not another corny, stupid song!
Yeah, no way!
Get over here and sing or I'll wring your little neck.
Okay.
So grab your nuts, hamsters, gather round with me. Forget about all that teasing. We're breaking out the holly and aluminum tree, cause it's that jolly season.
Oh,
I know you've been naughty, but have you been nice? That's only Santa's business.
That's right, Red.
He's making his list and he's checking it twice.
Oops.
Holy shit, it's Christmas. Give Santa a big kiss.
No way.
You can play hide the hamster on a one-horse sleigh.
Hey, wait a minute.
Holy shit, it's Christmas. Hey, what happened to my lyric sheet? Anyone seen my lyrics?
Heck, we don't need no lyric sheets, Red. We know our parts by heart. Right, fellas?
Yeah, sure. I know my parts, Audrey.
That's great, guys. I love Christmas songs.
Santa tried reaching up the neighbor's blouse after drinking all the eggnog.
Is that necessary?
That's out in the bathroom for an hour or two. Squashing off a Yule log.
Godfrey!
We wandered in his undies all over the house, but we minded our own business.
Oh,
till we got ourselves and hamsters up a gift wrap too.
Holy shit, it's Christmas. Santa comes just once a year. Up the chimney, he'll disappear.
Keep on the lookout for Mr. Gear. Hamster delivery in the rear.
Roast nuts chesting on an open fire. Santa's tongue stuck to the doorknob.
What?
His balls got funneled by a caroling choir while the parson gave him a hand.
What?
The sleigh came down and took him away. The whole damn crowd was dismissed.
Cause it's time to be jolly and it's time to be gay.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Oh, hey, it's doing
Holy shit. It's Christmas.
You know, they say Christmas is a time for giving. At least that's what the good book says. And at our house every Christmas Eve, my son and daughter and their families drive down from the big city for an old-fashioned family holiday. Heck, Ma dresses up the house like a Christmas card. You can hear her in the kitchen singing while she's baking cookies for the children. And she spends hours wrapping the presents she's been buying since last August. She hangs all the stockings all over the fireplace. Man, the morning of, I cut me down the prettiest darn Christmas tree ever saw in your life. And this year we really outdid ourselves, you know. Ma and I getting on in our years, so we decided to give the kids tax-free cash gifts of $10,000 apiece. Well, I reckon it was around noon when I heard the dogs barking.
Come, Rex! Come, come,
and there was Jim the mailman in his old Santa cap coming up the walk, teasing the dogs as usual and holding the package. Well, he handed over and he says, Pappy, looks like you got an overnight package from your daughter. Well, Ma tore it open, and to both our horrors, we unwrapped a fruitcake with a note that read,
Aloha, Mom and Dad. At the last minute, we got a cheap fare on the internet and went to Hawaii. Hold on to our gifts till after the first of the year. Love, Princess.
Well, Ma's heart was broken, and I felt a lump in my throat as I thought to myself,
You ain't getting shit.
You ain't getting shit for Christmas.
You can't shove that fruitcake up your ass.
Fair
ass on your turn. You can stick that fruitcake up your ass.
You ain't getting shit.
You ain't getting shit.
No, you ain't getting dick.
That's right.
Dick.
You ain't getting dick from me and Ma.
You
yeah, how do you like that? Ma hasn't had a drink in 20 years, and I've been off the sauce myself for a while now, and heck, if there was ever an excuse to start drinking again, who in tarnation could that be? Junior and his family? It was some delivery fella standing there holding what looked like a fruitcake tin with a card attached.
Pop, the company's condo is free this week, and you know how much Pumpkin and I love Hilton Head. Please forward our gifts to this address.
Hey, Ma, save some of that for me! Well, Ma took a conniption, and things turned real ugly. She started breaking things and hurled the turkey and those two fruitcakes right through the front window, and the whole time she was yelling... I tell you, you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
From Red Peters here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. You ain't getting shit for Christmas, and holy shit, it's Christmas. Holy shit is right. It is Christmas. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show's Stupid Christmas Show. Coming up next week, we've got the Stupid Christmas Party. You're not going to want to miss it. Lots of chaos there. And then we've also got Brother Luke, who's going to be making an appearance here during Christmas time. He's going to come on and do some Christmas tunes for us. Also, Dino Mike is going to be hosting one of the shows with me. So, lots of hota. I guess I don't need another beer. But, I'm going to do it anyway. It is the Rock Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. We are getting ready for Christmas. And right now, how about some Holiday for Strings by Spike Jonze?
Thank you.
very plain, but bad, 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 very.
Again, to the baby. begin once again to a baby's cry.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see ever so thick from the spot where I stood. So I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth. See my two front teeth? Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Christmas show, the Twisted Christmas Show with All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. We had Krista Berg ahead of that with A Spaceman Came Traveling. Oh, yeah, that eggnog and beer. It's Captain Morgan is all mixed up inside me. And I'm feeling good. We've just got a little bit of time left. I want to play you this one from the very hard-to-find Star Wars Christmas album. Here is C-3PO with Christmas in the Stars.
Oh, my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year. Christmas in the stars, Christmas in the stars. What a merry Christmas this will be. Christmas in the stars, out among the stars, lighting up a Christmas tree. Come on, everyone, and sing. Ask a question like that. Of course I'm getting ready for Christmas. It's all right here on my list. I've got mistletoe and holly. I've got peppermints and lollipops and 20 different kinds of chocolate bars. Everyone will be delighted. Even I am quite excited. Getting ready for Christmas in the stars. Oh, yes, R2, of course it's terrific. But there's more. Everyone will have a cookie. I bought extra for the Wookiee. I just hope that everybody can be here. If they all have marked the date, and if none of them is late, we'll have our greatest of Christmases this year.
2 months of
is that droid floating?
Because he is wearing hover skates.
Take those off, R5D4. You're supposed to build the toys, not play with them.
If they're not ready by Christmas, S-Claws will be furious.
I agree, R2. We had better help them. Look, perhaps Chewie can help too.
Watch out, R5D4!
Christmas in the stars. What a merry Christmas this will be. Christmas in the stars. Out among the stars. What a merry, merry Christmas. A very merry Christmas this will be.
Christmas in the Stars, that very hard-to-find Star Wars album. Christmas in the Stars. It's Christmas on the 44th floor, and I want to play another Star Wars song, but it's not from the Star Wars album. It's from Uni and Dr. Trucker. It's called Christmas in Tatooine.
That holiday traffic amidst the snowfall, then mail a bunch of cards to people you never see, and watch It's a Wonderful Life continuously. It's that Merry Christmas time again. Christmas Day is when Jesus was born, and I guess I would make him a Capricorn. He was away in a manger, and many a stranger came to Bethlehem just to hang out with him. And ever since that glorious day, people have celebrated from Rome to Santa Fe that Merry Christmas. Christmas time again. Many years ago when I was young, I thought the idea of Santa Claus was kind of dumb. But now I'm not so naive, 'cause I know Santa is real if you believe in that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again. Well, I bought my dad something to read, and I got my girlfriend something she doesn't even need, and I found my aunt a new Chia pet, and I hope my mom likes her autographed picture of John Larroquette. But it's a thought that counts this holiday season, and love, peace, and joy should be the only reasons for that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again, that Merry Christmas time again.
Wally Pleasant right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show, Stupid Christmas Show. We are wrapping up. I got elf practice I got to attend to. They're getting a little aggressive. I got to take off. You're not going to want to miss next week. That is the Twisted Christmas Partay. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be out of control. You're going to want to tune in just to hear the madness. That's it. I'm out. I'm going to leave you with this one from Band-Aid right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time.